there are real pluses if you are the house owner and you live in the street. Negatives if you're coming to visit the city.
Yeah, well, I suppose the first time I got to see the real need for this is when I came into post and I went to visit residents in Derry, in the Rossville and Bogside area of Derry, and it was complete pandemonium and chaos. There was cars parked absolutely everywhere, and you could really sense frustration from residents that, you know, not being able to park close to their home, especially for some residents maybe with disabled or older or vulnerable people living in their home. This is very worrying for them. So I decided to move ahead with the consultation for that particular scheme. And to look again, there's legislation in place now since 2007, but we've had no schemes come forward. So I wanted to look at some of these consultations and say, look, let's get some of these rolling. So the next scheme, obviously, as you've mentioned, is on the edge of the Holy Lands in South Belfast for College Park Road and Rugby Road.
So everyone there, not everyone, but it's going to happen there. There are some people who don't wish to pay an annual fee, but the majority see this as a major advantage to the residents of those streets, College Park Avenue and Rugby Road, as you've referred to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is one of the things we have to balance, obviously. When you go out to consultation, you know, sometimes you can't please everybody. There will be objectors, and we see that in some other parts of the city where we've discussed this and haven't been able to date to bring forward solutions for everybody. But the overwhelming voice here is to say, look, we want to see this. We're more than happy to pay an annual fee of some £30 to be able to bring this in. And as I say, I'm happy now to go to the final consultation to get some of these off the shelf now and into action.
It does sound very cheap compared to some other cities.
Yeah, well, this is the cost recovery figure that I've been given, obviously, by officials who are working on this. This should see this being a cost-neutral exercise, hopefully. And as I say, residents are very much buying into this. I think if you've spent years not being able to get parked close to your home, I think you're more than happy to pay a small fee annually to be able to do so. As I say, this isn't about raising money for the department. It's simply about solving a problem. We have thousands of commuters every day who travel into, you know, inner-city Belfast, inner-city Derry. And as I say, they park up in residential areas and maybe walk into the city centre to the job. But that's obviously creating chaos for residents. So I think they're delighted to see some of these schemes move forward now.
And just to be clear, this, you haven't already introduced it in the Bogside?
No, it's the same stage now. It's a consultation, drawing up plans to see what would this look like. But like this, I hope now in the months ahead, we'll be able to bring forward the final plans and be able to roll this out. Because it's important to give people a voice. It's important to hear maybe where the unintended consequences that we're not aware of, that you maybe push commuters into a different area. So that's both involved now in final consultation processes to get the final voices of those residents.
Is it two cars per household? How does that work?
Well, the one we're looking here now in South Belfast is a one permit per residence, certainly because we don't want to over-restrict the area. So obviously that's for you know, a residential property or business also. There'll be an option for the space. And I think that'll go a long way now. So it's about 117 spaces for residents, and we're creating about 130 spaces for pay and display.
Okay, so it's one permit per residence, per house, as opposed to per resident. If you've three cars in the family, you're going to still have a difficulty with your other two cars.
Yeah, well, that's the balance, of course, you know, because we can't create new spaces. We have to deal with whatever is there. So as I say, working with residents, this seems to be a good compromise. Certainly, initially, this is what we're going with, and we will be open to review it in the months and the years ahead.
And how do you convince the markets, the village, the other parts of the Lower Ormo to embrace this? Because they have rejected it before.
Yeah, well, I suppose the big thing for me, in having looked at some of these areas, is that, you know, there is a call to introduce resident schemes. If we take Pakenham Street or the Donegal Pass, and then when you go out to consultation, there's such a low return. The community response was as low as maybe 14% of people getting back. So I'm more than happy now to use this legislation to address the needs, but we really need to hear from those people living there. If we don't get a good return, then it's very hard for officials to impose something like this on a local area. We need to hear the voice of the community. So that would certainly be my message, that I want to work with local residents. I've been speaking to guys in the Malone Road area. I'm keen to progress the scheme there next year at some stage also. So I want to hear from those people involved, because if I hear from them, then I can move forward with their ideas.
Well, if you do push on with it, you've got to provide something for the commuters, and they need to park somewhere. Are you going to open new brownfield parking bays and parking areas and parking lots and car parks in Belfast. Some of this is lying idle in the city because it's another squeeze on the person who brings their car to work. They're going to have nowhere to park.
Well, I suppose the first thing to say here is some of our park and ride facilities around Belfast are providing excellent facilities. If we take the one at Kearns Hill in South Belfast, you know, there are hundreds of cars parked there daily, which takes, you know, kilometres of congestion out of the city. I am certainly looking at plans now to have a second phase of park and ride facilities installed right across areas such as Downpatrick, such as Portadown and Moira, to offer people the opportunity for cheap public transport to be able to park the car in a safe facility. I think that is the best way forward here.
But it's the ongoing pressure on the driver, isn't it? He or she is not welcome with their car in Belfast and obviously in some of our bigger towns and cities in the future as well. It's squeezing the driver out of the equation.
I wouldn't agree. I think it's about moving people in and out of the city. You know, the most efficient way to move people, as we see this in cities throughout the world, especially those very modern cities, is an effective public transport network. It's not efficient to move, you know, a city of cars with just one person sitting them. If you look at the Armour Road or the Ravenhill Road, Newton Arch Road, every morning they're congested, but they're congested by cars with just one person sitting in them. You know, we know that a car park, a park and ride facility such as Kearns Hill, that has the capacity to take kilometres of congestion out of the city. So I think, you know, we need to think in the mindset of moving people in and out of our city. That's pro-business. If we move people in and out rather than moving cars in and out.
And this morning we have another busy morning with the traffic bumper to bumper on all the main arterial routes. I know it happens in every city, but just in a word, the other story we touched on this week, will the Yorkgate bypass actually happen or not?
Yeah, well, I'm certainly determined to find the resources to be able to do that. A strategic value in the York Street interchange, is to say, like other projects in around Belfast and other areas like the A5 and A6 into the west, is very important. So heading into this budgetary process, I'm certainly looking to secure funds to be able to do an awful lot of our strategic road infrastructure, because we need to be certain about one thing. Our road capacity is, you know, we're at max here. But the option and the improvement for doing this, we see congestion in Belfast and other places. It's not necessarily building more roads, it's about moving people more effectively.
And it is all interlinked, isn't it? From the, as you say, the York Street interchange right through to the little old lady who wants to park on her own street in the village area. There's a link between all of it.
Absolutely, as I say, but we have come from a mindset, I think, for a long time now that, you know, we go everywhere in our car. But we now need to look to the future and to look at those modern cities who have very effective public transport systems, and that's where you make your big change. You know, if you look at big cities like London and everywhere else, you know, obviously they're miles ahead, their budgets are huge when it comes to transport, but they have very effective public transport networks, and I think that's the step we need to make.
Okay, Minister, I know you're busy going to an appointment. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, Chris. Thank you.
No problem, Frank. Thank you.
That is Chris Hazard, the Infrastructure Minister. Let me speak to Frank, who's on this line. Morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, sir. You know, I said this on the radio a couple of weeks ago, that it is such a sensible thing to do. It's such a sensible thing to embrace, rather, if you live in a street in Belfast where commuters are parking in your street. Pay a parking permit. Pay for it during the course of the year, and the likes of myself and you, Frank, won't be able to come and park in the street. But we get feedback from people. They don't want to pay for it. What sort of people are they?